I would like to have your computer scientist perspective on the poster called An Interdisciplinary Approach to Web Programming, a collaboration between the University Archives and the Department of Computer Science that you made with Janet Bundy.
Yes.
Okay?
So this course, it comes out of the Computer Science Department. I teach undergraduate computer science. Mm-hmm. The students in this course have already had at least one semester of programming and one semester of web development. So they already know how to build a website, they know how to work on a Unix server, they know how to write some programs. They have those basic skills. The CS majors, the computer science majors, have much greater skills. But it's we have a web programming minor, and this course gets credit towards the web programming minor. Computer science majors, of course, are also permitted to take it. So they come in with those basic skills. What I do is, over the course of the semester, I have four or five guest speakers from the humanities, people who are doing work. For example, we have somebody at NYU who studies papyri. He is a project manager for an international database of papyri. He came and spoke about his work as a papyrologist. We have somebody at NYU who is a medievalist who does work at Oxford on digital digitizations of the Canterbury Tales and how they mark up the texts. So I had speakers from the humanities talk to the class. Their work is entirely hands-on, so they started with a small project in XML to learn, not just because of XML, they can, computer science students understand XML, but I wanted them to understand the structure, how XML is used, what TEI is, and they did a little project about literature in the first few weeks. From there, they started working on their projects on building an online digital archive. I gave them a long list of technical requirements. They all built their own DTD files, their own schemas. We learned about metadata. We talked about how to structure the data depending on the collection that they chose to catalog. They worked very closely with Janet and her staff to work with the primary source materials. So they learned how to work with the primary source materials. Doing all the scanning, all the transcriptions, everything themselves. And then they created the XML from scratch. Now, some of them wrote for themselves small programs where they could data entry screen that would generate the XML. Others preferred to work in the text editors, but they did it all themselves from scratch. They wrote their own XSLT, their own DTD files, and then they built the XML from scratch. And then they built the websites as well.
I'm wondering, for computer science student, how were the relationship with these primary sources from archive? Because they are used to build some, for instance, cache machine programs or security programs.
They loved it.
I'm really glad to hear that.
And in fact, we've had, I'm not sure the exact percentage, but we've already had 7 or 8 students now, just in the last 2 years of doing this, and we're doing it again this year. We've had 7 or 8 students who have now been accepted into graduate school in this field.
That's really wonderful.
So,
because
they loved it. Because the computer science majors may or may not have had an interest in the humanities, but the humanities majors with the minor in computer science, it had never occurred to either sets of students that they could put these two skill sets together.
Exactly. I really find this idea very exciting because usually, yes, as I said, you see some students that are learning programming skills on very meaningless.
They're basically taught to work for the business world.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Here we had one student who who worked on primary source materials about the black experience in New York and at NYU in the 1920s. We have a dance major who did a history of the NYU dance department. We have a student who worked on primary source materials, letters sent home by NYU students who were then in the Civil War, which was in the 1860s. We had students, they picked the content of their choice, and Janet is a very gifted teacher herself, and her staff helped, had so much patience to help them go through boxes and think about what they wanted to work on and really help them find something that they could relate to and something they were interested in. So they, several of the students said to me that this was one of the most important projects that they'd ever done. And it had so much meaning for them.
Exactly. And would you say that this kind of project that deals with primary sources, for instance, mm-hmm. or humanist material and not business mm-hmm. material, got an influence on their academic training and
yes,
way of things, their
yes,
work and job?
I think there were two very important considerations. One is that in computer science education, there is somewhat of a new trend towards projects-based courses. So this fits into sort of the mindset that's developing in computer science education to help students see something from start to finish, and this worked very well. The other thing is that at least a third of the students had never read Canterbury Tales. They didn't know who Chaucer was. So these courses, this course opened their eyes also, not just Chaucer, I mean, they would have gotten that maybe somewhere else, but yes, I think that having this exposure for the computer science majors, having this exposure to the humanities and seeing the type of research that goes on completely opened their eyes. And I'm sure it had a big effect on them. And by the same token, for the computer science minors, to see that their computing skills could be really be put to use with the materials that they already know and love, it just has opened their eyes. And as I say, we even a month ago, I got a call from a student from 2 years ago who's in New York. She's from St. Louis. She's in New York. She was in New York for 1 week. She had to see me. It was the most important course, and she's going to graduate school now, and she wants to talk about how to pursue what she did in this course, where to go to graduate school.
Well, one of the main challenges for the DH right now is teaching.
Yes, I think it's a very big challenge on both sides. It took me about 4 years to convince my department to let me do this, but I've done it twice, and I'm doing it again this coming year.
So the website is?
http://www.nyu.edu/library/bopst/research/arc/dgcomp.htm.
Well, thank you very much, Dina, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.